Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free. Give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it's hurricane day, if you will. We're going to get something on the Capes area and some other areas. So just get ready for it. In the meantime, we'll be here to answer those questions and help you out with all of your gardening questions. So we're going to get right into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Linda is in Yarmouth.
Linda, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. Good morning. My question is about roses.
Okay.
Is it too late in the season to cut them back and to fertilize them?
Well, so I would say no on that question to start off with, but we can explain a little, you know, of it. When it comes to fertilization, if you've used, have you used anything already this season?
Yes, rose tone.
And how long ago did you use that rose tone?
Oh, it was over a month ago.
Okay.
At least.
Perfect. So, with rose tone, you can actually feed monthly throughout the growing season.
Mm-hmm.
So, once every month, even through September. So you could do one now and then one at the end of September just to give it something. You know, at the end of September, what I would look at doing is doing it at half the rate, whereas if you were to do it today or, you know, tomorrow, do it at the regular rate. Now, you've done it before, but we're looking to do about a cup and a quarter around each of the individual plants.
Okay.
You know, kind of scratch it into the soil and let it go.
Yep.
What I would be doing for pruning aspects at this point is maybe deadheading, not really doing a lot of like the heavy pruning, like cutting back, because unless it's needed. I mean, some of the areas, some of them you might just look at and be like, this shoot that is coming off the side, I just got to get rid of. And that's fine.
Okay.
But it's not like a total cutback at this point. I'd be waiting on that because the heat that we can still get can dry it out and dehydrate it. And what it could actually end up doing is shocking the plant too much.
Okay. All right.
When we're doing any pruning, I always like to wait, if it's been warm, wait until it kind of cools down a little bit.
Okay.
So that I'm not affecting the long term of the plant.
Okay.
Okay, so deadheading, doing some a little bit of pruning here and there. But if you're looking to really shape it, wait till after it's done flowering. We get a little bit more into September and build from that way. I mean, the best time to prune the roses is at the beginning of the season, when the season's starting, and you can start to shape it the way you would like. But, I mean, like I said, you can do some now, but I just wouldn't do some heavy pruning.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You have a great rest of your day, Linda.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I know this coming this week and maybe part into next week is our last, like, vacation weeks of the summer. You know, school's starting soon, a couple weeks. I know some schools have already started in the south, right? And they're starting to open up as we go north here. So enjoy these last couple weeks of summer, if you will, right? Summer goes until the end of September, technically, but we almost act as though this is it. So that last week of summer, hopefully you get out after this storm and get to enjoy that last real week and get some sun, enjoy the garden, enjoy wherever you are for this time of year. If you have some questions in the meantime, call us at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, we were talking about, you know, fertilizing roses, and it kind of made me think again a little bit, what else can we be doing for our garden with fertilizing? And what else can be done? Tomato tone, that can be done throughout the growing season. You know, you can do it twice per month in May and August. Twice. Not sure if you knew that, but that is definitely something that works a little bit quicker than some of our other fertilizers from Espoma. If you were looking at, like, your holly tone and your tree tone, those things. Once in the spring, half the rate in the fall. Tomato tone, multiple times during the season. Rose tone, multiple times during the season. 10-10-10. Multiple times during the season. 5-10-5. Those types of things, right? Another one to think about, and I talked about it last week, but I want to bring it up again, is thinking about some of those things for next year. Like soil acidifier, right? Soil acidifier, we're thinking hydrangeas. When do you use it? You start in the spring and go every 60 days until your pH level is achieved. A lot of our area is acidic, but you'll notice that some areas, maybe you've taken care of the lawn and you've done some things, added lime, and your pH is in a great level. You want those deep blue, almost purple hydrangeas, right? That soil acidifier is going to help it. It's going to help turn it blue dropping the pH level, right? It brings it to the optimum growth for acid-loving plants. There's basically some sulfur and gypsum in it, right? So you add that to it. If you're on the website, it'll even say safer than aluminum sulfate if you were to just use aluminum sulfate. Now, hydrangeas is not just good for hydrangeas. It's great for blueberries as well. Blueberries love that acidic soil. So say you didn't get the crop that you wanted this year in your blueberries, and you want to have a stronger crop next year, let's bring the soil to an acidic level. Let's lower that pH. And again, 60-day intervals. So you could do it, if you start in the spring, three times during the season to really help bring it down. All the bags will have is tell you how much you need to use. Now, for established plants, as an example, hydrangeas and blueberries, you can actually use 2.5 cups per plant. This is one where you spread evenly around the plant's drip line. So however wide the plant is, the end branches, that's considered the drip line. Scratch it into the surface and then water it in. And again, like I said, 60-day intervals until that pH level's there. So how do we get the pH? You know, they have pH testers. They're just a little soil probe that can tell you that if you're just looking for the pH. Then you go into soil testing, all those things. We can go on to that at another time here. But it's definitely something to be thinking about. Now, say you had a 100-square-foot bed of blueberries. We're looking to get 12 pounds in that whole area. So that's a good amount. A lot of times I've seen them in like 4-pound bags. They have 18-pound bags as well. So take a look at what you're looking to do. The soil acidifier is the perfect example of we think about it once our flowers start to flower and they're not blue enough or they're pink. Let's think about it for next year at this point and say, all right, we still have time to do this. This isn't just springtime. Thinking ahead right now is going to help those hydrangeas for next year, right? So I know my father-in-law and I have talked about it because he has a bunch of hydrangeas that look phenomenal this year. He wants to get them deeper blue, so we've been talking about it. And last week he put more soil acidifier down to get it bluer for next year. And I'll tell you, you can see the plants, how full they are and beautiful. So it's one of those things where I even forgot until, you know, a week or two ago. We need to do it multiple times. We need to do it for next year and think ahead. Now, if you have any questions, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, we're going to take a break here. We'll get back, try to answer more of your questions, and give you some ideas what to do in the garden. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. And do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, the past couple of weeks, we have started to talk about seeding the lawn for the fall season. A great time to be putting a lawn in, getting it started. We're just about there. We're a couple, I would almost say days away from being able to really put some of that lawn in there. Reason why I say days is because if you look at the weather forecast right now, the temperatures after this storm that's going to hit us is going to be a bit warm. We're gonna feel it, right? But after that, it looks like it's going to start to cool down, and we're going to get into that time frame where it is time to start putting seed down and taking care of the lawn and garden, etc. So definitely we have some time to be doing that. But let's think about, picking the right grass seed, picking the right applications that you want to put it down, looking at the conditions it's in right now. And you might think, all right, well, it gets hit by sun, so I'm going to go with sunny. When in fact, it only gets hit by sun for part of the day, or less than 6 hours. So you might think, all right, well, if you were thinking that it was sunny and it had more than 6 hours, you could just go with the sunny mix. But if it has less than 6 hours, you need a little bit of shade mix in there too. So maybe using a sun and shade mix. Or if it has less than that, say it only has 3 to 4 hours of sun. We're looking more at a shade. These are important things to know, so when you go in, you get the right seed for the right application. Because some of the grass seed loves sun. Bluegrass loves it, loves sun. It'd be out in the sun all day long, and it just does well, right? Rye and fescues, which are the other blends that are in this area, will take some more shade. So, as I've said before, and I've said this multiple times, is why get a grass seed that is going to take, that likes full sun if you're in shade, right? So that's something to be thinking about, and, you know, we want to make sure it's taken care of. So bluegrass loves full sun. We don't want it in the shade mix. Rye and fescues will take more shade. So if you have more shade, look for those. You can even go down to the fact where some shade, there's a seed out there called Poa trivialis that loves shade. It can pretty much grow on the cement in a shady area. Now, some of you might hear me say Poa. Poa is another variety of seed that people will think is invasive, and it turns brown around this time of year in full sun, that type of thing. But that's for a different conversation. We're talking more of your generic, general type seeds here. So that's why, you know, full sun, bluegrass, that's what you're seeing with a lot of sod. And for the longest time, sod was a bluegrass. It's now some sod out there has that Jonathan Green Black Beauty mix to it. So it's got some rye and fescues mixed together, deeper root systems, etc. Now, sunshade, again, 6 hours of sun or less, that would be your sun and shade mix. And then 2 hours or less, you're looking at almost a full shade. And that's going to be more rye and fescues. So I give you this information because I want you to look now before you put grass seed down so that we get the right application, we get it done when it's supposed to, and you have a more established lawn going forward. And that's what this will do for you. We use those same thought process when it comes to buying shrubs and trees. Look at the surrounding areas first and really get an idea of how much sun there is before you choose the plants for it. And we can go into that a little bit more on the other side of the break. We got about an hour and a half left of the show and plenty of open lines, so give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Vice President Kamala Harris landed in Singapore on Sunday as she begins a visit to Southeast Asia that will also include a stop in Vietnam. The Vice President is expected to use the trip to communicate U.S. views regarding China's growing power and influence in the region, including the communist regime's efforts to take control of the South China Sea. Multiple blasts have rocked Gaza after the Israeli Defense Force launched a series of airstrikes in an apparent retaliation to violent border clashes in which an Israeli soldier was critically wounded earlier in the day. The first strikes hit the enclave shortly before midnight, according to witnesses and Palestinian media reports. Multiple videos circulating online showed massive blasts rocking the strip on Saturday night. This is USA Radio News. The Dixie Fire, the largest currently burning and second biggest on record, wiped out the historic town of Greenville and continues to threaten thousands of homes about 175 miles northeast of San Francisco. The Calder Fire, burning about 100 miles to the south, has grown significantly since August 14th, torching parts of the hamlet of Grizzly Flat and chewing through dense forests. Republican Senator from Nebraska Ben Sasse is no fan of the U.S. strategy in Afghanistan. What's happening on the ground over there is that the French are doing gun runs to try to get their people out. The French are trying harder to get their people out of the country and out of harm's way than we are.
And right now we have a commander-in-chief who thinks he's dealing with a couple of media cycles and that this will just go away in 2 weeks. This is about how a superpower ceases to be a superpower in the eyes of the world by having no moral coherence about what we're doing and the pledges we've made.
This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we have plenty of time left in the show to help you out today with any of your gardening questions. So definitely give us a call and we'll do what we can to help you out. So we were talking on the other side of the break in regards to, you know, planning ahead for your, you know, the fall planting for your lawn. And I was just talking about what to look for, what to think about, you know, and we talked about the lawn and the aspects of full sun, shade, etc. But it goes the same way when it comes to trees and shrubs. We want to know how much shade there is. We want to know how much sunlight there is, especially if it's flowering, right? The majority of flowering plants need sun. So if we look at it and we say, oh yeah, it's in full sun, and it only has part sun, we're going to have issues long term. So it's thinking ahead and getting those things taken care of that I just want to be really talking about today. All that being said, we do have some calls. So I want to get right on back into the line. So Nathan, who's up next?
TJ Jones is in Kittery, Maine.
TJ, well, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
How have you been today? Can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly. I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm in a rocking chair outside waiting for the big storm to hit Kittery, Maine.
Yeah, it's on its way. I don't think it'll be as bad up there, but it'll definitely hit us.
That's good. Like, we need more water, but last year we had a drought, correct?
Yes, sir. We definitely we could use it. It's going to help us just always in the future having this, you know, the buildup. That means we won't need as much snow. So I'd take the rain now, but that's just me.
That is just not just you. It's me too. I think that I believe that the grubs love you. But here's my question of the day. I'm looking at these low-lying plants. They're green plant, obviously, shrubbery, but they have all these spider webs all over them. What are they? They're white, but I don't see any spiders.
It has all webs over it, you said?
Yeah, I mean, completely covered.
I mean, it could be, it definitely could be spider mites on there because of the fact that you'll see the webs a little bit easier in the morning because of the dew and all of that. So that could, it could definitely be the case. What type of plants did you say they were?
They're like a low-lying shrub.
Yeah. So I would definitely say it's spider mites there, and you just aren't, you know, looking at them as easily because of the fact that, you know, they're so low, you're not really looking at the ground. You're looking ahead of you as you're walking, that type of thing. I'd be looking to use, you know, there's a couple options. 8 is a great, you know, synthetic product to be using. 8's not only going to kill the spider mites, but in those low-growing areas, it might get rid of some mosquitoes for later as well. So it's like a 2-for-1 there. If you want to go organic, you could be using like an all-seasons oil. And I'd be waiting to spray either of those until after that heat we're going to get after this storm. Looks like we could get some warm weather for 3 days after. And then after that, it'll start to go down. But either one of these, when it's over 85 degrees, is way too hot to be spraying because it will end up actually burning the plant.
Thank you so much. Again, I like you, and we have fun each week. We do this. Do you need to prune a mum?
Well, so there's a pinching back cycle usually in, like, July to get them to be a little bit fuller, right, instead of just being one size. So that usually happens in July, so we can push the flowers for later. But it doesn't necessarily have to happen. It's not like a do-or-die type situation with them.
All right. By the way, just one last thing. I appreciate all your niceness and Nathan also, but I have a friend that I just found out, not mine, she's pregnant, and so I'm giving her a mum. Isn't that a cool thing?
That's a great idea right there.
A mum for a future mum. It's got to be one of the best thoughts I've had in a long time. Anyway.
Perfect.
I appreciate you. Thank you for you taking my call. Thanks.
No problem. You have a great rest of your day.
I will. Bye-bye. I will with a storm. Yes.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have some calls. So, Nathan, who's up next?
John is in Tewksbury.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I got a couple of questions. One of them is, I have an aphrodite. It's 5 of them in a row, and this very last one is turning brown. Now, there's still green on it on one side, but one side, the front and the back, is starting to turn brown. And I'm not sure why, but yesterday when I noticed it, so I put some Plantone around it, thinking that maybe when it rains today it would help. There's an irrigation there, you know, and I'm not sure if the irrigation is hitting this one plant versus, you know, the other four. But I don't know why it's turning brown.
Well, so that could be part of it, right, is that the irrigation's not hitting it completely. If it were hitting, you know, if the arborvitae was more, like, browning in the center, I'd say don't worry about it. But when it's on the outside, it's usually an issue with water or some sort of insect. I'm going to think that it's water issue. And it's going to sound funny because we've talked about July having so much water, so much rain. But our plants get used to that, start to, you know, have so much water. And then if it dries out a bit, then there's an issue. The same effect could be overwatering. right? Overwatering and underwatering look alike. I'm willing to bet that it's probably it's underwatered, right? So what I would look at doing is take a look at that your irrigation that's there. And see if maybe there's a kink or something, or there's some dirt in the area that's causing the sprinkler in that side not to hit the arborvitae.
There's five of them in a row. This is the only one that's not getting.
But it's right at turning. It's right at the end, right?
Yeah, and right beside another one. These arborvitae are about 2 years old, Sandra. Yeah, they're about this is about the second winter. That we're going into. And it's in between older apovites. There's apovites to the left of them and apovites to the right of them. I took out a couple of trees and planted these five.
Gotcha.
So it's right beside another apovite that's about 10 foot tall. And then it's right beside the others that are about 4 foot tall. But this is the only one that's doing it.
So sometimes with the arborvitaes, that the ones that are more mature on the outside of it, when we've had multiple years in a row of drought, the bigger plants try to store up the water a little bit more, and maybe they're pulling away from that one a little bit.
Okay.
What I would really want you to do, though, go over to that plant, take a look on the inside. First, what I would want you to do is just rub your hand up against that arborvitae and see if any little flies or anything fly out, right? See if anything is popping up from there.
Okay, I did that. Nothing.
Okay.
I rubbed it to see if I, you know, if the needles would fall off. And
yep.
Not really. But nothing came out when I rubbed the trees to try to see if the leaves would fall, you know.
Well, that's it. So that's a good thing. That takes us away from one, you know, insects being there, right? So that's a good thing. So we kind of take those numbers down and say, all right, it hasn't done this, and it almost leads back to watering. So okay. This is what I want you to do. What I'd like to see you do is get a product from Natural Alternative called Protolizer, okay?
Oh, okay.
The Protolizer, I want you to use on that arborvitae. But what I want you to do first is I want you to take a hose out to the last couple arborvitaes. I wouldn't say just the last one. I'd say the last two.
Okay.
Water both of those heavily by taking the hose out there, leaving it on a trickle for about 30 minutes on each one. Okay?
Okay.
Then I want you to mix up the protolizer, and I would want you to get, you know, do all five of the new arborvitaes you've done, but make sure you hit the one that's having the issue first. Okay. That protolizer is going to work together with the fertilizer you just put down with that plant tone. And it's also going to work together with the root system. And you should see that bounce back pretty good. Now, some of the brown that is there, take a look and try to bend the branch and see if it snaps, right?
Okay.
If it snaps, it's just really dry. And you'd want to prune out those brown areas. The ones that are starting to turn brown a little bit, you're more likely to be able to save. If the whole area has just turned brown, you're probably going to have to prune it out.
Okay.
But I think this protolizer and the deep watering and the plantone that you put down is definitely going to help build it up for the future of it.
Okay.
Okay?
I have another question for
sure.
You, if I can.
Yeah,
we
definitely.
We have some beautiful mandevillas growing in pots.
Okay.
I can't put those in the ground. Can I take them in for the year? Or?
Oh, yeah. You definitely can.
Can the mandevillas in?
Oh, yeah. A lot of people will bring them inside because they can almost train them to be, a house plant in our area. Definitely could bring them in. You know, what you might want to do is to make it maybe easier for you, especially for the fall, because we want to get them acclimated to going inside. Maybe get one of those trays that go underneath with that has casters on it, so it has wheels. So it's easy to bring in and outside of the house. That way, your life might just be a little bit easier with it.
Yeah, right now they're hanging pots.
Oh, okay. Well, that's easy, too. You can just grab onto the top.
It's a lot simpler.
Yeah, so you're going to want to make sure that they get the, like, put them in a self-facing window inside. So they'll continue to get that full sun. They slow down in the winter. They're not, like, actively growing and doing as much. But self-facing window is going to be best for those for the future of the plant. And then you'll be able to bring them back out for next year and keep going with them.
Can I have one more question if I can?
Sure. Yeah, definitely.
I have a very large rhododendron that is near the shed. And it's grew so much that I can't open the shed door anymore without pushing it. Can I trim that now? But it's going to be trimmed like about 2 feet or more so I can get in and out of the garage door. Not the garage door, shed door. Sorry, shed door.
That's okay. We can definitely do that. And let me explain after the break of how you can do that.
Great. I'll hold. Thank you.
Alrighty. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Give us a call. We'll do what we can to help you out.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun, and use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Wilt Stop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock, wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage winds out. Wilt Stop.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with John in regards to rhododendron right outside the shed that he, you know, wants to cut back because, well, he can't get into the shed. And you can definitely do it, John. Even, you know, you said it's overgrown, it's a little bit, you might need to cut back on some of it, about 2 feet. That's going to be okay. What I would do is wait until maybe this next weekend to do it, if you can. I mean, if you got to do it today, you got to do it today. The rain will help cool it down for the next couple days. But what I would be doing is taking a look at it and looking at the branches and saying, if I take this out even a little bit further, are you going to be able to tell it's missing? When I prune rhododendrons, I usually prune them right after they flower. But at this point, if they're too much, you know, you might lose some blossoms for next year, but probably not. The buds are forming during the season now. You'll be able to notice what you're really pulling out because those buds are on there for next year. So you can definitely do it.
Okay. Great. I was afraid that I had to cut so much that it may, you know, it's going to be one side, it's going to be a little bit on the bare side. But that's okay. I was more afraid that I would kill it.
No, I mean, what I would do if you're worried about it, I mean, the rain that we're going to be getting today and tomorrow is going to have that deep soaking for it. That's going to help it with any like shock like that. So I, you know, prune it and be fine. If you're really worried, you know, you had said you had some protolyzer. Use the protolyzer on the rhododendrons as well, just as a little extra help for it so it doesn't go through too much shock, right?
Okay.
Alrighty.
Patrick, thank you so very much. We love your program, and you stay safe with the storm.
Thanks, you as well.
You take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have some more calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Dorothy is in Maine.
Dorothy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. Yes, I have a problem with terrible growth of these suckers at the base of my crab apple trees.
Okay.
And some of them are actually 3 feet tall. And I cut some back, but is there anything I can do to keep them from growing?
So there is a product out there called Sucker Punch, right, from Boneide. It's a spray that you spray after you cut the suckers off of the plant. Sometimes they'll use it in when they do grafting on some some fruit trees, etc., because they'll take two different fruits and they'll put them together, and the sprouts sometimes come from the lower part. So this product, Sucker Punch, comes with it's in a small, 8-ounce bottle. It's got a paintbrush on the top of it. And once you've pruned everything, you paint on to where the sucker growth has come from. And it slows it down and it stops the suckers from coming out. And it doesn't harm the plant itself.
Okay, being at the base of the tree, like they're growing up around the trunk,
yep,
from the ground. So you're saying I just need to cut it as short as I can possibly get it and then use this sucker punch?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, cut it close to the stalk itself. And then what it does is the sealer goes over the top of where you've made the cut and doesn't allow more sucker growth to come from it. You know, so if you were to prune your tree or shrub normally, where you make that cut, it usually shoots out two more. And that's the same thing that's happening with the suckers. Once you cut them, they're shooting out more. This product is going to seal that from coming out of there, and it's going to stop the sucker growth from happening. And this product will last up to 6 months on there. So it should work really well for you.
Oh, thank you very much, Patrick.
No problem. All right, Dorothy, have a great one.
You too. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Give us a call. We'll be back in a few to wrap up the show for the last hour. So stay tuned. We'll be back.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.